Blog Talk Radio.
My memory up here. Praise the Lord, glory to God. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for He is worthy to be praised, thanking Him for all His great and mighty acts. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. We thank God, glory to God, for all that He's done, what He's doing, the mighty move of God, the presence of the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, this is the day that He has made. We're going to keep glorifying, magnifying, and anointing fall on us, and let His glory be shown in the earth and through these vessels in the name of Jesus. We praise God, glory to God, for another opportunity for Him to get glory, for Him to get praise, as we bring forth, glory to God, the speaker tonight. We believe, oh my God, we got cut off. We just did, praise God. I'm praying that we did not get totally cut off from the service tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that will keep us from coming on. In Jesus' name, it sure did. It cut it off. If anybody's online, I pray that you stay online and pray that it did not disconnect our service tonight. You know that the enemy is busy. I prayed all day to keep this from happening. And here we go. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in you for you to move in a miraculous way, God. We need you. And to be at work tonight. Oh, it's saying not there. Father Abraham. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you because you are worthy to be praised. Naroro moshe te sitere, korona mashatara na mashiti anderere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you. You are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Father, connect us back. In Jesus' name. Because you're not connected. I tell you, Jesus. Saying the website is not again. Monty, come here for me. Put in the blog top for me. Something that happened and knocked us all the way out again. If anyone's there, hold on. I hope you're not knocked out. All the way. Something is wrong with the system, and we don't pray to believe God, and still got interference. Not there. Yeah, right there. Okay, that came off. Oh, praise God for the power of prayer. I give you glory. Jesus, I'm going to have to open the line and see if anyone hears me. So if they do, then I can continue. I know this is God. Can you hear me, Mother Willette?
I heard you. This is Mother Alexander. I hear you.
Okay, then I just need to know that it was working. The system went down. Okay, just a moment. We'll be back in a minute. Father, we do give you glory and praise. You're so wonderful. I thank you for setting things back up and putting things in line. God, I thank you for the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. As we acknowledge you tonight and welcome everyone to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, we thank God that we're divinely connected in prayer through the awesome God we serve, that we can pray and take the authority and bind and loose the hand of the enemy for every trick and snare that he tried to come up with to interfere. God, I thank you for, glory to God, your loving kindness. I thank you, glory to God, hallelujah. You said we can call upon you and you will answer. God, you will do great and mighty things. God, we bless you tonight. All our kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We love you tonight. Thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for the power of your anointing. We bless you tonight. We thank you for your word that sanctifies, that cleanses, glory to God, that resurrects, glory to God, that restores, glory to God, that rebuke, that brings up, glory to God, into a place that we can sit in heavenly places before you. We thank you for the power of forgiveness through your word. God, I love you tonight, and I appreciate you. We adore you. We thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you for the guests. We thank you for the minister of the hour tonight in the name of Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And even for what the enemy tried to do just now to shut everything down, just the power of prayer and persistence to stand on the promises of the Lord that had a rich and making no sorrow, I give you glory. Anytime the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So I bless him tonight, and I give God glory and praise, and pray our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church this night. In the name of Jesus, through our prophet, glory to God, Michelle Benjamin out of Columbia, South Carolina. But until then, praise the Lord. We want to just say the scripture, praise the Lord, for faith. And now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I just want to even read that in the Amplified. It's so blessed, praise the Lord. And that will be our scripture reading for tonight. And I have the Lord bless her and uses her. We bless the Lord. Now faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of the things hoped for the divine guaranteed, and the evidence of the things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. We give God glory for Hebrews 11 and 1. And for a faith walk that we all have to walk to please God. Because he said in Hebrews 11 and 6, that's the only way to please him. And glory to God, and he will reward them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory. Oh, for healing, deliverance, and encouragement, enlightenment. Thank you for the power of your word and the anointing. We thank you, glory to God, for just being in your presence. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. God, I thank you, glory to God. Help us not to be weary in well-doing. You said, if so, we will faint not. So, God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for that in the name of Jesus. Pray that you anoint your vessel. Your word is already anointed, that as you prepare her to bring forth the bread of life tonight, that you will use it for your glory. Thank you for all the warriors that are online, and thank you for the anointing. Thank you for what you're going to do in our lives and what we're going to hear. Help us as we often hear. Let us continue to hear and obey. Seek out your face, and whatever fits us, God, help us, glory to God, to walk in that path therein, in the name of Jesus. So we love you, we appreciate you, we adore you, in Jesus' name. We're bringing a prophet on from Columbia, South Carolina. We've known her for some 20-something odd years. Anointed, we'll pray. Seek out the face of the Lord to hear the voice of the Lord. Is a warrior, and God does answer prayer. God, use her in her gifts, and pray, glory to God, that he continue to stir up the fire in her as she continue to be faithful unto the Lord. At this time, we're going to open the lines up for Prophetess Michelle Benjamin to bring forth the bread of life. Thank God for a friend in Christ, but most of all, a warrior and a woman of God that's saved and genuine to the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Prophetess Benjamin?
Amen.
Praise God.
Everyone can hear me? Hello?
Oh, yes, they can. They're not going to respond back.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I didn't know whether you all.
They're not
going to
say anything because it'll interrupt while you're teaching, and then they'll speak after I open the lines after you finish speaking. Then they'll have remarks. But right now, so that way we can hear you clearly, we just want to have you to speak.
Well, thank you, Father. We do give you praise and we do give you glory. Father, we're just going to open it up and just to acknowledge you. Hallelujah, in all of our ways. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Hallelujah. And we thank you now. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do, your word. Hallelujah. We just invite you in all the more, Holy Spirit. We release this word into your leading. Hallelujah. How you want to speak it, how you want to say it. Hallelujah. When to start, when not to start, when to end it. We give you praise. We release ourselves into your leading, Holy Spirit. Take over and control in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we glorify you. Thank you for this word. You said in your word that the words that you speak, it is life and it is spirit. So we thank you for the life of the word. We thank you for the spirit of the word. Hallelujah. Most of all, the word that will, hallelujah, encourage us and cause us to go further in that you called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, everyone. I am going to be coming from this evening from the book of Luke 22, 32, and 31. I'm sorry, Luke 22, 31, and 32. And just a little bit of background on this scripture. It came, it birthed out of a testimony that the Father gave me. The Holy Spirit spoke this to me either the end of September or the beginning of October. I started a new job, just some testimony. I started a new job back in July. And around that third week of July, we shifted in a different type of training. And in this training, it brought some challenges to me personally. And I was challenged with my faith. I was challenged. I got fearful. I got intimidated. The job itself was just something I've never done before. And you're just sort of in a room full of younger people and looked like they were advancing and doing things that, you know, they were taught to do and looked like they got it quicker than I did. And one of the roles of the job is your productivity. And whatever you made for that day, they would post it on a board. And whether you made $5,000 that day or $10, it was posted on that board. And for the last few months, my numbers were in the lower range where others were $3,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000. And here you got Michelle Benjamin out here with like $300 or $200. But I still would give, you know, God praise. But in the midst of that, in your flesh, man, that natural side of you, I was feeling real bad. And but I just would fight the fight, the good fight of faith every day. I'm like, Lord, I'm going here. I know you opened this door for me. This is not anything that I jumped in immediately. I sought your faith. I sought your faith, acknowledged you. And so this is the door that you opened for this particular season. It's very uncomfortable, and actually it's still uncomfortable. But it's just a different posture that I am in from the beginning of July than I am now. But in the midst of this particular morning, I was preparing for work, and it looked like the spirit of intimidation tried to come in and override. So I just stopped where I was, and I just began to rebuke the devil. I began to resist that spirit of intimidation and cancel it from its assignment and begin to declare it is written that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So the more I kept it is written and kept giving it the word, and my inner man began to start being strengthened. And so as I began and was feeling better, and so finished getting ready for the day and got in my car. And as I was just driving along and just meditating on the scripture and just talking, the Holy Spirit said just like this. He said, but you know, Jesus prayed for thee that your faith fail not. And when I tell you, I heard that so clearly, like you all are hearing me now, and I just began to cry and immediately quoted that scripture about how Jesus prayed for me that my faith fail not. And I just kept praying and crying and exalting him for the fact that the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, our standby, the one that will just come and talk to you, spoke that in my spirit so clearly. And begin, when he spoke it, my eyes began to open up, and I just kept quoting that scripture. So as Pastor was had told me, I had the month of November, that scripture just stayed with me. So we're going to go ahead and read it, Luke 22 and 32. I'm sorry, beginning at the 31st verse. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. And so when I stopped there, I looked, I said, Simon, Simon. So he's getting Simon's attention. And this is coming out of where they're preparing for the Last Supper, and Jesus is speaking about what's getting ready to take place. And he just stopped out of all of that and just went to talk to Simon Peter, because Simon Peter was getting ready to be tested by the devil. And Jesus was letting him know, now, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. And when I stopped there, I said, have desired. And I began to just bust out my Webster dictionary and some other dictionaries. And I looked up the word desired, which is used as a verb to say to long for or hope for a request. And so I read that. I said, so Satan has, and I broke it down for me. I said, he's requesting, he has requested, he's desired to have you. And I thought about it again. I said, now you desire to have me. So that means you don't genuinely desire anything that's not going nowhere. You don't desire on a hot day, you know, you're desiring it for something to drink. You want a cold beverage or a nice ice cream or something that's going to cool you off. Generally, your desire is not a hot, 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 not every day cup of coffee, a cup of tea. Well, I do start my day with coffee, but that's not all the time something hot. Your desire is because of the season or because of the weather, you started desiring, even in your dress, your desire to dress cooler. You know, generally somebody in a hot season does not dress with sweaters and socks and shoes that we are getting ready to go into this new season. So your desire is that you are looking, requesting something. So when I looked, I said, oh, so the devil is sitting here requesting to have me. And then as I started looking in the word, the Holy Spirit said, this just didn't happen. This was before birth, when he knew that you, me, all those that are on the line listening, when he knew, because when you hit the earth, he knew that there was something in you. And according to Jeremiah 1 and 5, Jesus, the Lord says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. So before he even put us in the womb of our mother, there was spirit to spirit. He had begun to give us our assignment, spirit to spirit, before we even came to this earth to be formed in our mother's womb. So there was already a relationship. There was already an assignment on our lives for a purpose for this earth to fulfill. And the devil had an idea of that. So even when we came with birth, we were anointed since birth. And so the devil, even from back then, had desired something. He saw something in us. So as Job, he went to the Lord and asked, look, I'm just walking to and fro to the earth. Well, let's go there, Job 1. Let me go read this real quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Job 1. Glory and honor to your name. Hallelujah. Job 1, beginning at the first verse. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was an upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen, 5,000 she asses, and very great household, so that the man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat, to drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting was done about, that Job went and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? And right there we can make it personal, we can put our name right there, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side, that thou bless the work of his hands and his substance is increased in the land? But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is not in thy power, only upon himself, but put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. All right, real quick in verse 2, Satan comes back and the same thing is said. And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and coming from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and the flesh, and he shall curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. And I went there as I was studying today and thought, well, this is the same thing to me, what desire means, that Jesus is letting Simon know and letting us know, look, Satan is walking around. He's looking for somebody to affect and devour. We know that that's all he tries to do. That's his mission, to steal, kill, and destroy. So even at this point, Satan has desired, and he's letting Simon know and us know, to desire to have you. So whatever trick that he can come up with, he's desiring you. This just, again, this is not something that just has happened. This has been since birth. Tricks, traps, plots, curses, all kind of things that he tried to put in our way to the flow of the anointing and the assignment that's on our lives. And then he says, and that not only to have you, not begin to look at that further, I said he just don't desire to have you. He want to bring, like, mass destruction. He says that he may sift you as wheat. And I looked that word up, sift, and it says to pass through a sieve, to scatter, to examine carefully. And then I took today and got one of these fancy phones and looked up how to sift wheat. What all is needed? What all does it take to sift wheat? And lo and behold, by the leading of the Holy Spirit and this technology, it went straight to a scene where someone was cut the wheat stalks off, and it went into like a some kind of grinder, and then it broke the stalks up, and then it got to a point where it still has some of the berries and the rocks and the different things that's in the wheat. And at that point, this is where they call it the sifting. And they had a big old tub, and over the tub was like a big old colander, a screen-type colander, about the same size as a tub, and the man put it in all that came through the little grinder. He put it into the big colander, like the screen, and he shifted it. He would shift it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, up and down, back and forth, back and forth. And the separation, you could hear the wheat falling into the container. But he said you have to shift it back and forth to separate the berries and separate the rocks and the different things that's in the wheat. And I thought that's the hand of Satan. He wants to sift us. He wants to devour us. He wants to break us and separate us to such a point that we can't function properly. We'll lose our faith. We'll get distracted. We'll get disturbed. We'll back up. We'll do everything that God doesn't want us to do. At least I almost did. And if you need a title, the title today that hit my spirit was Don't Throw in the Towel. And I was to that point, believers, that at that moment I got distracted. I got distracted with the numbers. I got distracted of the people who were around me that were advancing and in this particular business they were always applauding those that were advancing and, you know, putting them in the limelight and all of that. There was just a lot going on emotionally for me. And I didn't like that. I was moody. I was okay when I was by myself and in the presence of the Lord praying. But when I had to get ready for work, it looked like my stomach would knot up. And this was the devil sifting me. And I was like, oh, my goodness. It was like I was two different people. My faith was wavering. And I didn't like that. It's like I was double-minded, and I did not like that position. And I kept seeking the Lord. I would not throw in the towel. And I told the Father, I said, look, you said that you prayed for me and that my faith fell not, and I'm holding fast to that. My faith is not going to fail here. And so that's what he did. So in the sifting, I want to encourage everyone in that sifting to hold on. It's the separation. It's for the good. It's for the good. When I began to look at the little program that the man was doing, as he was sifting the wheat, that stuff can't go into the actual wheat because they're going to use that wheat for productivity, bread and grain and different things that they need. So it couldn't have the rocks, the berries, the stuff that goes in the wheat. So the sifting part, I want to encourage everyone that is needed. And then I love how Jesus told them, this is what Satan is going to do in his desire, and he wants to do this. And I love how Jesus, how he like really didn't stay there. He just sort of told him this is Satan's assignment. But then he put that word but, which transitioned the whole thing. It went to a different subject. And I laughed because I began to look at the exclamation marks in it. It says, Satan has desired to have you, comma, that he may sift you as wheat, semicolon. And then I messed around and started looking at what does a semicolon do? And when I went to look it up, it says it'll transition from whatever the topic is, it'll transition to another topic. That's the end of the topic when you see that semicolon. It separates it. It's now we're done with that, and now we're moving to a different topic. And I just got tickled in my spirit because Jesus didn't stay there with it. Like, we were like, how is it going to happen? He told you. This is Satan's plan. This is what he desires to do. And then Jesus says, but. And that's what really put the icing on the cake for me. He said, but, like this whole thing on transition. Don't get lost right there about the sifting and the devil coming and he's going to be there and this is what he's going to do. Don't get lost there, daughter. He told me, but have prayed for thee. He said, I have prayed for thee. And I stopped. I said, oh, my God. These words were just illuminating. He said, prayed, which means it's past tense. I'm not praying. I'm not going to pray. This is already settled in heaven. I have prayed for thee. You have a mission. You have a call. It's not, I've interceded. We've already dealt with the devil. With this right here, this is what he's going to do. He desires to have you, and I may even allow it. I may allow something to happen for it to trigger your faith, for you it to trigger who you serve. This is what was happening to me. And even with Job, when we read the story of Job, Job didn't, everybody around him thought that he should curse his God and die. And what did Job do to do this? His friends began to just like, what did he do? He's supposed to be this upstanding man. And look what has happened. And that's how I didn't feel like Job, but I thought of, when I went to study today, I thought about, you know, all we do is we pray and we labor and we fast and we do the things that we're thinking we should do for the Lord and we're thinking is upright before the Lord. But then there are times where my faith at that season just fell and I got so disturbed with myself and my spirit because the Father had just brought me out of the challenge where I didn't have a job. I was without a job for 3 months and he kept me the entire time. And my, wow, I just was felt like I was a faith walker. I woke up every morning just letting him know, thank him for how the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We'll wake up every morning thanking him for supplying all my needs according to his riches and glory. And he moved miraculously. My lights never went off. My bills never were stopped being paid. People were coming in and paying my rent. It was just a miraculous 3 months. I mean, my daughters were coming in and was like, I'm going to pay this month rent. I'm going to pay this month rent. I'm going to do this. My daughters and people were coming in for those 3 months just sewing. And I was on a high. But then when I got the job, it's like I felt like, I said, oh, my goodness, as I was falling, I'm like, no, it can't go down like this, Lord. It cannot. You just proved yourself. No, I'm not going to, no. Even if I do feel rocks and bolt, my stomach all tight, no. And that's when he came with the sweet spirit of the Holy Spirit and told me, I prayed for thee that your faith fail not. So this is past tense. Grab a hold to it, daughter. And I did. And I tell you my whole everything. Do you know what? The job is still a job. They still posting numbers. And my numbers, they're getting better by the grace of God. But my whole outlook, my whole perspective, glory, hallelujah, has changed. Because Yeshua told me, Jesus said, I have prayed for thee that your faith fail not. I got encouraged. It was like somebody came in and thousands and thousands, and the word is the word. You can't beat the word when the Spirit of the Lord gives it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when I got to thinking about it, I said, wow, this all has purpose. It all, for me, sometimes things got to get in perspective, but this all has purpose. The sifting is necessary. Just like in the natural, that sifting is necessary so it can go and make flour. It can go and make bread. It can go and be grain. You can't have no rocks and berries and thistles and all those different things in there when it's being sifted. And even in the little program, it showed the sifting is not even the final part. They got this, I think it's called winnowing or something like that, and the man had the fan blowing, and as he was pouring the grain that he had sifted into another container, the fan was on medium, and it was blowing all the other particles, like out of the wheat. That he even sifted, he was still going through a process with that grain, with that wheat, that though as he was pouring it in, the fan was blowing and still blowing out other particles that did not belong with the wheat. So there was purpose. And so when I saw that, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is blessed. So even with me, that was needed. My faith had to get attacked for me to regain strength, to regain who I am, to regain my purpose. So I had appreciate that he reminded me, daughter, I prayed. Well, we're not I'm not praying. This is already a done deal. I personalize this. I prayed for you, Michelle, that your faith fail not, because you still got a purpose. It didn't stop there that your faith fail not. Those semicolons again. That like it's done. Your faith is not going to fail. Because of number one of who you're in me, we're in Christ. He's in us, is not going to fail. It'll give the appearance, and you may get a little, but he has a way to come through. He had a way with me to come through and bring me back and set me back on my feet. Like I said, I got more discouraged before the fact that my faith was like, oh, my goodness, where did it go? But I appreciate his reminder. I appreciate his word. I appreciate his spirit. And he said, now, once you have gone through that and know that I prayed for you, it shifts again. He says, and when thou art converted, and although you, it might, he's coming to attack you, the devil's trying to come into your faith cannot fail. And it didn't stop there. It says, and because he's like he told you, and when you're going, you don't have to second guess this. You don't have to say, oh, my gosh, if my faith fail, what's going to happen? He already told you. He's telling us, because your faith is not going to fail when you get converted, not if. These words are something else. It says, and when thou art converted. There's no ands, there's no ifs, there's no questions. There's no, don't throw in that towel. You might get close. You may teeter totter, but it's not going to happen because there is something else or someone else's life that you have to touch. There's someone else who's telling him and telling us, and when thou art converted, and that word converted means to transform and change. And that's exactly the process. When y'all get a minute, some of you all might know about sifting wheat, but I had to look it up on YouTube, and it showed it. But when y'all get a minute just to look at that in your time, and just see how it, because the wheat from the stalk to the grinder to the sifting to the winnowing transformed and changed into a something where we eat, some eat wheat bread and wheat grain or wheat cereal, it transforms into its purpose, into its use. Glory, hallelujah. It transforms. And that's what we are doing. This is what's happening. He said, when you're converted, like it's needed, this process is needed. And so when you're converted, go and strengthen your brethren. And when I thought about it, I said strengthened, which also means just to make or become stronger. How you, our testimony, me sharing this with someone or someone on the line that may hear it, can be strengthened by this. It was embarrassing when I went through it, but I'm transparent. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I fell and I flopped and flipped like a fish out of water. But my Father God and Jesus, who sitteth on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me through the power of the Holy Spirit, brought the word to tell me he has prayed for me that my faith fail not. So I got encouraged and I got strengthened. It was like that scene in Ezekiel when the bones start coming together and the skin on the bones, and can these dry bones live? It just was that whole scene just sort of happened to me in the spirit, and I bless the Father for it. Hallelujah. 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 The thing that the devil tries to do, he tries to stop and to get us in such a frenzy that we're distracted on the assignment of the purpose of us to perform. I realize, and I have been told so many times through prayer, and other people would come and say, you're not there for the dollars. You're there for people. You're not there. Okay, you're getting a paycheck, but you're not there for that. You're there for somebody or some people. You're there for. It had already been prophesied to me. A prophet just called me out the blue, and we were talking, and they said, look, you're not there. You're there. Yeah, it's a job, but you need, there is somebody that you are assigned to there. And then they even went as far, and that's when I knew, it's like, watch your continent. Watch how you move and function. Watch that, because they're watching you. You, that person you're assigned to, and I heard it, but got distracted with the system. Got distracted with, oh my goodness, everything that was around me. But I praise and thank God for how he know how to come in. And I praise and thank God every day, although I was going through internally, I said, Lord, hallelujah, let me continue to give you praise. Let me continue to give you glory. And I would stand up every as time to get ready to leave. I would say, well, I thank God for my $300 today. And then everybody would sort of turn around and give you that look. I thank God for my $29 today. I thank God. I had just had gotten it in a different perspective. And I would have to laugh because everybody's looking as if I had like $3,000, $4,000 because it's coming. So I begin to praise him for that because he told me to. Praise him for what you got on the board. Acknowledge me right there on the board in front of everybody, and I did, and I still do. And these last few weeks have been a blessing. I would get up, I made $3,958 one day, and I just told the Lord, and I wrote on the board, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to be embarrassed. At all, I give God praise. I just hope I'm blessing someone because I'm getting excited. But if you turn with me to 1 Peter 1:7, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1-7, trial of your faith. Goodness gracious, the trial of our faith. Trial means to be tested and proven. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And I looked that word up, trial, and it just means tested, to be tested, to be proven. Hallelujah. Our faith is tested when we go through challenges. It's tested. We got to trust him. We got to have faith in him. We don't have to understand it. We just have to have faith. We don't have to understand it. We just have to trust him. That's what I'm learning. Every day is a new day for me. Every day, these words, I once told the Father the other day, I said, you know, I don't know all of the Bible, but some of the scriptures that I do know, I don't want it to just be words. I want it to be, like you said, spirit and life. I want it to be what that is. I want to live it. Not just always talk. We can quote a lot of scriptures, but just let me live it. It has to be tested. It has to be sifted. But in the midst of it being sifted, in the midst of that process, in the midst of going through the grinder, in the midst of the separation and the different things and the particles being separated from us and the cares of this life, the children, the husband, the finances, all we're sifted from all of that, hallelujah, that there is someone that we've got to, once we are converted, because we're going to get converted in the midst of it. There is a change that's going to take place in the midst of the process. So don't throw in the towel. We cannot throw in the towel. I wanted to. Crying. And nobody was interested in them crying, them tears. just like God questioning. I began to question because I asked myself, Lord, wait, whoa. I didn't jump on this job right away. I sought you. I fasted. I did all that I thought I knew to do, and you opened the door. You used a person who I'd never met before and just used and was miraculous, but then began to question his hand and his work. I was embarrassed. I had to go repent. I told him, Father, I repent. I thought I was a little further than this, but it had to happen to show me where I was. But I thank him for how he just never leaves us there to die. He don't leave us there. He'll come back in and know how to encourage. He know how to breathe. I thank him so for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says that back on verse 7, 1 Peter, it says that being much more precious, our faith is much more precious than of gold. And gold is a beautiful thing, beautiful gold. And it, too, goes through a process. But it says here that then the gold that perishes, that thing will perish. And though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise. But faith is more precious than gold. So I guess I'm just saying tonight that hold fast to our faith. Just hold fast. Know that Jesus prayed for us. If you get there and lose it a little bit, know that Jesus be encouraged by Luke 22:31-32. Hallelujah. And in verse 32, where he lets us know that he has prayed for us, that our faith fail not. And when I thought about that, I said, Jesus, I saw the scene in the Garden of Gethsemane, like I saw the scene on the cross, he already took care of that. It is finished moment. He's already taken care of that. Just walk in it. And I took it personal because it's in red in the Bible. So that's like straight from him. This is his love letter to us. Hallelujah. So I'm encouraged. There's really nothing else I don't think I have even written down. Amen. I hope everybody was encouraged tonight. And Pastor BJ, I'm going to just pass it back on to you in Jesus' name.
Glory to God. I'm writing notes for pages over here. It is marvelous how God blessed and used that word about Jesus prayed already. Prayed, like we said, praying. But I thank God for how you brought out the revelation, prayed, that it's already finished. It's already a done deal. It's already settled. So the thing about it, when he told Simon that, like he's telling us, those trials are going to come. They're going to be testing of our faith. And in the meantime, he has to do this for our flesh to die, for that to be crucified so he can be glorified, because flesh is not going to enter to the kingdom of God and it don't glory in his sight. But all the dynamics that you use in the powerful illustration, even when you went detailed in the transition that you went on the job, all of that tied in so marvelous. And we can relate in different various places in our lives. And even as being believers, titles don't mean nothing, but the walk that we walk in Christ, and no matter how long we've been saved, the devil don't care nothing about titles and times and years. It's all a beast of fight, the good fight of faith. It's going to be our faith in the God and trust in him, and even through the challenging time to keep casting them cares back, to trust God that even though this come, it shall pass, but I got to keep my eyes fixed on the Lord, keep casting the cares. It was so much in the Word, I don't want to go back over that, but it brought out that revelation and making me think about that as well and how important it is, as we often say, to have that relationship, to be anchored in the Lord. And there are going to be some times that testing is going to happen for us to be able to find that place. And sometimes we think we overcome it and triumph it in some things, and if we get too comfortable, sometimes God has to let us know that next level to bring us up so we can get strengthened and we can get rooted and our roots can grow even deeper and deeper in him. So when those challenges come, we can be able to stand. So all of this is rich, and it's going to happen through life. But once we get through that, and I like that scripture because I like to use that too, as well as that, like you told Peter, when you've been converted, you can strengthen your brother. Because if you haven't gone through anything and you haven't been able to be overcome and triumphant, how can you help me? That's going to be like the vine leading the blind, or we both going to end up being a place of discouragement. Oh, woe is me, and this, that, and the other. We're going to have that, you know, that back and forth, you know, complaining and murmuring, and nobody's getting anywhere. But I bless God for Jesus and how he blessed the word and so forth to encourage us to continue to pursue and keep casting the cares, keep trusting, keep walking through this, and know, glory to God, that we are triumphant, victorious, overcomers, know who we are in the word and who he is in us. So I'm going to give somebody else some time because that thing really richly blessed me. And some things we already know, but it'll get refortified, and there's some new things in it to remind us. And sometimes we get a little stuck. And if we get so caught up, just like with something you said was very important, all the things God already did prior to prepare you. And I remember that, you know, that time, but I remember all the tests. I know God brushed you through that trial very beautifully, but all the details, I didn't know, but I know he did it. And about, you know, the 3 months, and then you said, as soon as I talked to the Lord about it, got confirmation, went on the job, and here come this out of the blue, those curveballs that come and the things that occur. And then what it is, it was much needed for, like you said, purpose. And then God got a purpose, but the enemy going to try to distract us, steal, and try to destroy what God had the purpose there for you, but still to try to destroy, you know, the faith and the things that God has, discouragement and all that, to get off your post. All of that stuff tying, and then now coming in, overcoming, like it hadn't been a grand change in the transition on the job, but the purpose and seeing the outlook is different, and then still being able to, like God say, you're not going to be able to move, well, we're going to say it in the background, but anyway, not going to be able to move until God releases you, so he's doing that too as well. I am so excited. So let me stop talking because I can find more revelations and everything else. And let me open these lines for these other warriors on the phone and ministers and so forth so they can be able to share. Right now, before we take any prayer requests that we do sometimes, even on the Sunday night, we're going to get requests. I'm not requests. We're going to get responses for right now. So give me a chance before anybody starts speaking. I'll let you know when all the lines are open. This has been so rich. And prayerfully, even as no matter how long we've been saved, the word has always fortified us the more for more of him and even awareness, even those little foxes that try to come in and steal from us. So Providence has been certainly a blessing. So hold out. We have some ones that want to respond. And then after, we've got a couple of requests that we want to touch and agree in. But prayers tomorrow. But we also have some ones that I really, really need to request. And so now all the lines are open. So anyone that want to jump in now, you have that opportunity to have your comments for the word tonight. All right, line is open. Don't all jump in at once.
Praise the Lord, truly. You try to give a few people to jump in.
And then don't go ahead, Mother.
Thank and praise God. That was a marvelous, marvelous word. Praise God. I enjoyed every bit of it. I enjoyed that portion. It's good to get that reinforcement when Jesus says, I've prayed for you. So if he's prayed for us, you know, if Jesus prayed for you, that's the top of the food chain, praise God. And that is just absolutely outstanding. It's a word of encouragement, praise God, that when you are going through, because if you have chosen to live godly, you're going to have some opposition. Now, personally, I feel like I don't like opposition. I don't want any. But because the scripture teach, praise God, you can get ready to arm yourselves. Likewise, if Jesus had to go through suffering, you can arm yourselves or the body of Christ or the saints can be prepared. But you know what? It's a fixed fight. We're already more than conquerors. And since Jesus said, once he did what he had to do on the cross, praise God, he said, it's finished. And I love that portion where she said what the scripture says there, praise God, in Luke, that 32nd verse where Jesus said, but I prayed for you, hallelujah, that your faith fails not. I appreciate that because as born-again believers of the body of Christ, we must walk by faith. We cannot look at the circumstances. That's why I like that song, You're Bigger. God is bigger than the universe. He's bigger than the sun and the stars. He's bigger than HIV. He's bigger than cancer. Whatever the situation is, God is bigger, praise God. We just have to, and when you get that nervous feeling or begin to get some type of anxiety over what the situation is, that is fear that has creeped in, and God has not given us a spirit of fear, so we got to put that fear back in its place where it belongs, back to the devil in the name of Jesus. So I just thank and praise God for all the wonderful word, praise God. And I wrote down, if you're living for Jesus, you've got to arm yourself with the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, because we have an enemy. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. Most of all, he wants to steal the power of the word of God. He don't mind you going to church, and he don't mind you picking up your Bible every once in a while. But once you get the word down on the inside and you know that Jesus has already prayed for you, Jesus has prayed for you, baby, you got this. Hallelujah. You get up in the morning, all you have to do is just, you know what, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. This is, you can proclaim and declare what kind of day you're going to have when you know who you are as a born-again member of the body of Christ. But I thank and praise God, that is very powerful when Jesus tells Peter. And the Lord revealed that same message to me about my oldest daughter, praise God. Hallelujah, that the enemy desires to sift her, and that's messing with your mind. And if he can get you to change your mind about what God says in the word, then, you know, your body will fall suit. So just remember, when Jesus, if he's already prayed for you, things are going to work out the way they should. You just have to continue to walk by faith, praise God, and don't be distracted by the stuff that comes along the way to try to get you to do what? Throw in the towel, as you say. So thank and praise God for the power of that word. Thank you, ma'am. All right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord. I'm very, very, very glad to hear the voice of the prophet tonight. You know, so many things is going on in the world for the young people, so that was very good encouragement for quite a young people today, because so many of the young people is out there that is in deep situations, and prayer is the only thing going to get them out of it. Whether we know them or we do not know them, we must pray for the young generation today. And I'm glad that sister brought that lesson tonight, because it is good encouragement to let them know, whoever listen, because sometimes we don't know who's listening on the phone, and you can have young adult on the phone too listening, and let them know that there's people praying for them too, so they can be encouraged and don't give up so much, because so much stuff is going on with these young generation. Young girls out there, young men's out there falling. So we need to get deep in prayer and also encourage them wherever we go, because we meet young people every day. We out in the street, we walk, we even go to the store, we go to commissary, go wherever we go. Even in the hospital, we meet young people. And always good to give a word of encouragement. You don't have to know them to give them a word of encouragement, because so much going on with young people today. So I enjoy this word that the sister bring. I enjoyed it. That's all I have for tonight.
Praise God, Mother Alexander. That's a blessing. Praise God. Both the remarks. Anyone else? So this certainly was a powerful word, something we can live by. Not nothing just to tickle the ears, really. To cleanse, sanctify, build us up, encourage, correct, and to find us even those areas that we're short in, if we acknowledge the Lord and allow him to go in there and pluck up those things as we yield it to him. Praise God, we can be more illuminated as light and being a greater example and have more power and authority over the enemy when we let God's word come in and do what is needed to kill this flesh. Praise God, but we got to have a yielded. We got to be a yielded vessel. We can't be a denial and justify why. We got to let God do this thing. Amen. Anyone else before we pray? Powerful, powerful word. Praise God.
Minister BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. I just want to wish every veteran a wonderful, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your services. And being the mighty women and men of valor that you are. God bless you.
Praise God. We give God glory for that remark as well. Well, I'm going to have Prophetess Benjamin give a remark before we have the prayer requests that I have out there. I have some major prayer requests. And like I said, prayer is still on tomorrow night. But since we had a little bit of time tonight, and I tell you that word was so rich and powerful, and we do have some extra time, we can put those prayer requests because we have it's much needed. And so I want her to have a couple of remarks and whatever like this right here. We have some people on the line, but I guess the word is saturating their spirit. They're not saying anything, but sometimes that's where it is in church. You ask anybody a remark, but sometimes they just be going down, marinating in your spirit, pondering on it or whatever. So then some of the things I've already said, sometimes it'd be already on the person's heart. So those that didn't have a remarks now, we thank God for them staying online and listening, and even those that will be listening later as it plays on months to come, praise God, because it is recorded. So we ask the Lord to bless you continuously. But before we take these prayer requests, Prophetess, we're going to leave the door open now for you to go ahead and take center stage and have your remarks, because certainly it's been just a blessing. And I don't exalt flesh, and you know that for these years, but still yet, it just I just have to just say every time I hear anybody and God blessing and moving and the words doing a work inside and convicting or encouraging or building or bringing awareness, and it's truth and things that we need for the day, I can't help but express, you know, the blessings of God using them to let him have his way in them. So at this time, remarks are by you, and as soon as you make your remarks, we're going to put these prayer requests out here and pray. And pray you have a moment to stay on the line, because maybe someone we that the Lord can bless and use you in agreeing with them, excuse me, in prayer. So at this time, Prophetess Benjamin, you come back to the front. Praise God.
Hallelujah, glory. It's just always an honor to be able to speak for the Lord or just be a mouthpiece to him. I just give him all praise and glory and honor. I thank him for the trial. I thank him for the challenge. I think his mother, Willette, who thinks she stated that, you know, she doesn't, you don't particularly like to go through trials. You know, if he had it your way, you wouldn't. But, I mean, I feel the same way. It's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. Here come another one. And I think in my remarks, in the midst of what I said, I had come out of those 3 months where the Father, you know, was keeping me and supplying all my needs. The hit came so suddenly, and I told him that. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't even have time to, like, get a good breath. You know, like when somebody, and when you look at wrestling, and when, not wrestling, when you're fighting and that fighter keeps coming, and as long as you on the rope, you know, you ain't going down. I said, I was like still on the rope trying to get back in the ring when that punch came. I didn't see that punch coming that way when it happened so suddenly in July. So I was laughing because I like Rocky. I like Rocky series, Sylvester Stallone and all of them. And so when, out of the old school, I don't know what he's coming up with now, but so I like that stuff. But when you get on the, you know, when they're boxing and everything, that's their safe place is on the ring, on the rope. You know, because when you're on your rope, you're trying to get it together. You try, because you're getting ready to come back. You're trying to calculate your strategy, and you're trying to figure out which way you're going to hit him and, you know, different things of that nature. But if you mess around and go down, you know, you're down for the count. So the rope, I thank God for when it did happen, I fell back on the rope, and as long as I keep my foot on the rope, I'm not going down there. I'm still in the fight. I got my arm on the rope, I'm still on the fight, in the fight. So I thank God for when it did hit that I had landed on the rope, and I was not going to be count out. So I give God the praise. So that's where it came in, don't throw in the towel, you know, because I knew when that punch came that when the Holy Spirit came in and just re-encouraged me and ignited me and set me on flames in my spirit, that remember Jesus prayed for you and that your faith fail not. The devil is coming. He's going to try to come and turn you upside down, right side up, just like the sift with the wheat. But know that your faith, he prayed for that. And that he, like I said there, he said, and when you heart converted. He didn't stop to say, you might be, you, I'm thinking about, when you come up out of it, you're going to go and be transformed and changed. So I really thank the Lord for that happening when I was in it. I didn't like it, but I give God praise that he saw fit, that he knew you're going to stand. It's going to be all right. You're going to be able to give this as a testimony. You're no longer the victim. You're victorious. So I give God the praise for being able to give this encouraging word, exhortation, and comfort to whoever listens to it now or later, that know that Jesus has prayed for us. Amen. Pastor BJ, I do have a couple of prayer requests. Personally, if I can add that, can I do that now or later? Okay.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, okay. You can.
Okay. One of my daughter, Jasmine, she's having surgery tomorrow. So if you all ladies, everybody can just keep her in prayer. It's just sort of like a private request. So I'm asking for just for that prayer and a successful surgery, and that her recovery will be speedy recovery and healed and made whole. I've got to go in and stay with her for about a week or so while she's recovering and getting back together. So I'll be staying with her for a while. So keep all that in prayer. Also, second thing is keep our apostle, his name is Apostle Grant, in prayer. There's a decision that he has to make and just needs, he's heard from the Lord, but just that he have peace and confidence that as he has heard from the Lord that he can speak what thus said the Lord and not be any flashback from it or any kind of wind from it, that he just stand and say what he needs to say to us, the congregation. And the next one is just pray for me because I have to speak on the fourth Sunday. So that's it.
Okay, because I was going to ask you about the comment you just told me tonight, because we never talked anymore, but I'm glad you say private request. Praise the Lord. So when I opened my mouth, I was going to ask anyway, did you want us to pray for your daughter? So thank God for the wisdom in that one. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Found out about it a couple hours ago myself when Kamali said she was by your daughter's house after they left Charleston.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one was, what was the last one? Because I was writing stuff down. What was the last one?
Oh, just I have to speak on the fourth Sunday. Just keep me in prayer to the youth.
Okay. Speak fourth Sunday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other request that I have real quick, and so we can get them all in, is I talked to Pastor Bird earlier tonight. She was praying for you too, for the Lord to bless for you tonight. She has vertigo. She's not going to be able to come on the line and stuff like this. The enemy attacked her again in the last 4 days. We talked a few days ago when she was praying for me when I was going through this challenge when I was under the weather for this week. And now the enemy done attacked her for 4 days with vertigo. We believe in God. The curse and cancel that thing that keep coming up against her body. But she's encouraged, but she's a little weak right now. But pray for Pastor Burton. Bird. Pastor Burton went through the surgery very good. And came out the next day for that shoulder. They did have to put something on her shoulder. She don't know yet what exactly everything that took place, but he said it had worn that down really bad anyway, like you were saying, to the bone. So I don't know if they put a piece or rod or whatever they put in there. But anyway, she went through the surgery well. So God bless her. We're praying also for Ann. She's getting to the point where she's not really taking calls and really not eating that much, and she's not want no visitor, so the enemy is really fighting her. So we're keeping her lifted up, but we've been praying already, knowing that the enemy probably was coming against her mind and with all that's going on with her body and being to the point where it's afflicting her to stay in the bed like that. So please keep her before the Lord. I talked to Pastor Graham in Savannah, Georgia, and just tell her about the message tonight and the messenger tonight. And here she was telling me she got to go to Atlanta to tomorrow. She got two brothers in Atlanta. One brother has to have his kidney taken out tomorrow, and praying is not spread it to the kidney and the rest of the body. It's about the size of a grapefruit. We need those prayers and in your intercession, and she gets there in the morning, the surgery is that afternoon. The other brother has been attacked with, the same in Atlanta, another brother, with a cancer, but they caught it in time, prostate cancer. On December 11th, they're supposed to start radiation. So those are some priority prayer requests that I was saying I want to get tonight, and then we want to do some interceding tomorrow, and y'all continue to pray till we hear otherwise. So, Mother Alexander, if you would take this prayer request for Pastor Graham. For
Pastor Graham?
Graham. The one I just told you just now in Savannah. Her two brothers. One brother tomorrow got to have surgery on his kidney. They're taking it out and praying it ain't spread to the rest of the body and the other kidney. And the other brother is December 11th with radiation for prostate cancer. If you would take those and hold that now, that thought for a minute. Mother Willette, if you would take the prayer request for Sister Benjamin.
Okay.
Wait a minute. And we're going to use wisdom how, you know, we're going to pray and try to cover everything, but we're going to have to try to give space so these other prayer requests can get in. So I know we can go in depth, all of us, but I want to make sure we get them all covered. Okay, for Sister Benjamin, for her daughter, for the surgery tomorrow, for Pastor Apostle Grant, for the decision he got to make, and whatever, for whatever God's given it, put in his mouth, and for, we pray that the ears will be well received on whatever decision. God bless. And also for her staying with her daughter for that time and still got to work, praying everything. And the last thing was, Benjamin, I had it written down, but I didn't turn the page.
She has to speak youth on the fourth Sunday.
Right. Okay, then. And Benjamin, would you pray for, who I had? Pastor Bird, with the vertigo, and Pastor Burden, continue good recovery for that surgery, because after the surgery, of course, we have, you still got that process you got to go through, because she has been in so much pain and agony for months and months and months, and not being in rest and sleep, but now having that surgery, pray, be no problem. So you have Bird and Benjamin. So, Mother Alexander.
You say I have Pastor Graham?
Graham. Yeah, the lady, Graham, G-R-A-M,
Down
in Savannah.
Okay, that is our two brother. What's the name?
One for the surgery tomorrow. He's going to have surgery tomorrow for the kidney.
You said one cancer and one kidney?
Yes, and one kidney, and hoping it don't spread to the rest. They got to take out one kidney, got a size of a grapefruit growth on it.
Well, I'm just going to talk to the Lord about that.
Amen.
And the other one is prostate cancer. He goes to surgery on the 11th. So we're just going to pray the prayer of faith. And
Amen
then after that, God do whatever he does. We just can pray the prayer of faith in agreement.
Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Well, Lord God, you is a healer, Heavenly Father. You is the only healer. So, Lord, we bring these two brothers before you, Lord God. And we ask in you, Heavenly Father, to touch the body, Lord God. Father God, we know you is a healer. We know you is a doctor, Lord God. Because your promise is said, Lord God, that by your stripe we are healed, Heavenly Father. So we ask in you, Lord God, to touch these brothers right now, Lord God. And Father God, you do the operation, whatever have to be done, Lord God. Because we know who you are. You are the only healer. We know you said in your word, Lord God, that you will take sickness away from us. And we know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for you to do. So, Father, we bring these two brothers before you, and we ask in you, Lord God, that you touch the body. You do what none other person can do but you, Lord God, is bring total divine healing, complete healing in the body of these brothers. Because, Heavenly Father, all we can do is put our faith and our trust in you and stand in agreement and let your will be done here. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Mother,
you want me to pray now? You want me to pray now?
Yes, go ahead and get the next one. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, Amen. Father God, we appreciate you. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for being the true and living God. We appreciate you for the Lord our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us and for being mindful of every situation we face. We appreciate you so much. We love you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. And we lift up Prophetess Michelle Benjamin, Lord God, and we're praying for not only her, but for her family, Lord God, for her daughter who's scheduled to have surgery tomorrow. I know you already knew about it before it would take place. So we thank you for favor, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, if Jasmine must need to go through the surgery, that you're going to bring her through it, that you're not going to allow anything to harm her body, Lord God. You will be with her doctors, Lord God. Give them focus and guidance, Lord God, on what they need to do with this surgery, Lord God. And we pray for a very good recovery in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, that you touch and heal her body after the surgery in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we commit this situation with her surgery to you, and we're believing by faith that you're going to bring her through it with a good report in Jesus' name. And then we lift up Apostle Grant, Lord God. He's been in prayer, Lord God, and he believes that he has heard from you. And, Father God, we know that your children hear your voice, so a stranger they're not going to follow. So if you've given him a word to proclaim to the his congregation, we pray, oh God, that you give him the boldness to declare what you have said. If there's a question about if you did not say it, you'll make it clear to him before he has to give the word to the congregation in the name of Jesus. But we thank you for clarity. We thank you, Lord God, that you remind him that you're not the author of confusion. So if there's any confusion that he need to go back and consult you regarding, Lord God, the situation before he brings it to his congregation. But we thank you, Lord God, that you have given him a good sound mind. You've given him, Lord God, the ability to hear from you. And we thank you, Lord God, that if any deceit or anything that came from the enemy, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for working that situation out. And we lift up Prophetess Benjamin, and we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for her message. We pray that you birth in her, Lord God, a message from on high, Lord God, because truly our youth need to be reached for you. In the name of Jesus, they need to hear a good sound word, Lord God, a rhema word from you that will challenge them and encourage them to seek a closer relationship with you. So we pray that you birth a message in her heart. And thank you, Lord God, that you've given her the ability, Lord God, to break things down plain and clear. Hallelujah, to look up words that make it clearer to the youth, Lord God, that hear the message. We thank you for victory concerning that situation of her bringing forth the word. Let her not say a word that did not come from you. But we thank you in advance, Lord God, that she is a vessel that is going to be used, Lord God, for the glory of God, and speaking a word that will help turn a youth around and help draw them closer to you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, while I'm praying, I want you to remember my neighbor, Miss Dorothy Williams, who had a stroke about a week ago, and I found out about it yesterday. But going seeing at the hospital today, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, that she's not so bad, but you have brought her through that stroke, and she's going to have rehab. And I thank you in advance by faith that she's going to make a full 100% recovery in the name of Jesus. You did say, hallelujah, praise God, if we ask anything in your name, you'll do it. You said that in John 14:14, hallelujah, and John 15:7, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, hallelujah, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Thank you, Lord God, that we have faith. Hallelujah. We have faith in you, Heavenly Father. We have that type of faith, hallelujah, that believe when we pray that you hear us. And if you hear us, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that it's already done by faith in Christ Jesus' name. We count it done. And we bless, Lord God, each one of these situations. And we thank you for working them out for good in Christ Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.
I got those. Father, we do thank you tonight and thank you for the word. Thank you for your service in the name of Jesus. We pray also for Sister Brenda that you continue to have speedy recovery. Thank God that she's doing well. We cancel that assignment of the enemy trying to bring another situation on her concerning cancer. Got to die in at the root in the name of Jesus. We curse the cancerous spirit that come against her, come against Anne. We pray, Lord, bless the bond of the disturbance that the enemy is speaking or saying even to Anne's mind or what's going on with her and how he's trying to weaken and break in her body. God, I pray that she don't give up. God, we know, glory to God, that we know each person knows how much they can go through, but we know sometimes the enemy, like Prophetess was saying even tonight, how the enemy wants to sift us as wheat and try to do everything he can to break us down, to destroy us, so we won't complete or accomplish whatever mission is. Hallelujah. This way we'll complete the mission in the name of Jesus. But God, we're praying as we pray the prayer of faith for this young woman and others that are going through. God, you have the last say. So regardless of what's going through or going on or what's going on around her, God, I'm praying that the prayers of the righteous, the subjective, fervent prayers of the righteous, God will bless and raise up. But God, you know, glory to God, what it's going to take for her, and you know, glory to God, the end of each one of us. But God, until you tell us otherwise, we pray a miracle will come out of this, that she will get her strength back, she'll be able to eat, that the cubital ulcers and that cancer will dry up at the root, because they can't deal with the cancer, why? Because the cubital ulcers are there, and it's all a trick of the enemy, so she won't eat, she won't, and whatever's going on in her mind, in her body getting weak. God, we ask you for strength and encouragement. But Lord, we pass these in your hand. We pray for her husband, and he's so a good man, standing there by her side, working with her, cleaning, being there with the nurses or whatever, been so loving, strengthen him, encourage her, the daughters, the front, everybody that glory to God that see this is going on. This woman has been fighting and fighting with so much that's to come against, and you've proven yourself over and over, but now here it is, the enemy is really trying to break her down because she's in the bed now. It's one thing to be in the chair, but now to be in the bed. Lord, help in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for so many others and the ones that we've been having on the prayer line with all those other requests from the other nights and whatever. We thank you. And we thank you again for the word tonight. We thank you for our youth. We ask you to cover them under the blood, bind up all these satanic and destructive spirits that are coming into the schools and around, and even our youth. Now they're even bringing tools, and have been all the time, but now it's getting more prevalent for them to. God, we bind up that spirit of the enemy that want their heads to be empty heads and just manipulated by like a satanic force is just using them, glory to God, like a puppet. We plead the blood of Jesus against them in the name of Jesus for everything that the electronics and this, that, and the other, and everything they've been exposed to. God, you're greater than all these voices and everything else. We bind it up, take authority, command the enemy to shut up or hush. Or God, we bind up the manipulating, destructive spirits that will try to come against their minds. Anything already plotted and planned, even for the day, this week, next month, however, even for their break time, we bind you up, Satan, and command you to loose your hold. You deaf demon, we curse and cast the tormenting demon and suicide spirit. We take authority over you and send you back to the dry place. And we pray, give them an ear to hear the word. Pray as believers we be in our place and on our post so they can have an example in the light. Put people in their pathway. And God, even in ours and some of those that are compromising now, that yokes will be destroyed. We recognize the place that we need and what need to be in, and that the enemy is sifting, and he's doing some things because some is allowing the door to be open and rebelling against God's word and compromise. But we pray for those that will awaken and hear the voice of God and wake up the sleeping giant, to get on their post and recognize so we can be in a place that when we are converted, glory to God, we can strengthen our brother. So we bless you again tonight, and we give you glory as we cast all these cares and concerns. And then we pray against every satanic and demonic force come against these prayers and our lives, our family, the ministries, the things that concerns us, concerns you. And to command the enemy loose from this assignment to go back to the dry place. And we loose God's anointing for his will to be done. Give us a desire to get in your word and your word to get in us. And we be obedient to that you've called and committed us to. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We pray for Sister Vivian that you bless and strengthen and encourage her. You know what she's going to, what she's needed at this hour. You know what Sister Kincaid is needed at this hour. You know what Sister Noelle is needed at this hour. You know, glory to God, what our sisters, other sisters are going through and needed at this hour. We're praying, glory to God, for Prophetess Benjamin to bless her, glory to God, that she will take on for Prophetess Benjamin, I mean Prophetess Bird, and also for Prophetess, I mean for Apostle Burton. And she prayed for those two requests. It almost slipped my mind. I got caught up in a moment for prayer. Praise the Lord. We leave this to you, Prophetess, and for to take those two requests before we close. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. You sent your word to heal the diseases. For you are the Lord God, hallelujah, that healeth thee. It is written, hallelujah. And we release our faith concerning Pastor Bird and Apostle Burton, hallelujah, for divine healing even now. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, against that vertigo that tries to come up and attack Pastor Burton, we cut that off at the root and the fruit of his labor now in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree your word, for you are wounded for her transgressions, you are bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement, hallelujah, of her peace was upon you. And with your stripes, hallelujah, Pastor Bird and Pastor Burton are healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for how you already bore these afflictions. You already bore vertigo on the cross. Hallelujah, you already bore this, whatever took place in Pastor's shoulder, you already bore it on the cross. It's already done, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus. And we come with a thank you and a praise for divine healing. We thank you for how you are the healing balm in Gilead concerning Pastor Burton. Hallelujah, the healing balm in Gilead concerning Pastor Bird. And we give you praise. We rejoice in it now. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. They were healed. It was already done in Jesus' name. So we thank you. We thank you for encouraging their faith, how they come up in faith and declare your word over their body, even though their body might be feeling it, but they are able to declare your word. It is written, and release their faith. It is written. So we send forth the ministering angels to minister to Pastor Bird even now, to line her body up, glory to God, in the way that you, God, created it to function in the name of Jesus. I don't know what occurs with vertigo, but we command the back, the mind, the nerve muscles, the hallelujah, the muscles and all that is included to line up and operate in the way that you, Lord God, created it to function in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for complete healing upon Apostle Burton, hallelujah, in her shoulder. We thank you for how that was successful and how that shoulder will go back and function and operate in the way that you have created it to function. We give you praise, hallelujah, and we're going to tell you thank you now, hallelujah, for the finished work. Thank you, Father, for the finished work, which you have already done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. What an anointing on every one of the prayers tonight. We do thank you and pray the Lord continue to bless, that we will look forward to the Lord bringing us together on Monday night as the Lord bless for prayer. We do welcome you back at any time, prophetess, for the Lord to bless as he blessed through your schedule and the anointing. But truly the word of God is in you, full of it, and the Lord bless. And when I say full of it, full of the anointing. Not full of it like the world is, but just the power of the anointing, right. And how my sister said how God uses you to break the word down and to bring clarity of thought into understanding. So I pray you continue to be encouraged and know that we truly have enjoyed you thoroughly, and it's a word to live by and it continue to be saturated in our spirit. So we do thank you for it tonight. Thank God for these powerful women on the prayer line that prays so fervently, Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, that I'm surprised she didn't say nothing tonight. Let me make sure I got your line open for her not to say nothing. I'm surprised tonight. Praise God. You still there, Mother?
Praise the Lord, I couldn't. Yes, I'm here. I was trying to say something. I had my phone off, and then they were saying something in my home, so it was going to be a lot of noise, so that's why I didn't speak. Say anything, but
okay.
While I'm on here right now, I just want to thank God for the prophet Benjamin that already spoke, and I did hear the word, and it was really rich. It was good, and I what I got out of that was your theme: don't throw in the towel. So I thank God for that word. It was really good, and it was really rich, and I thank God for you that the Lord will continue to bless you as you go through your ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
God.
Yeah,
I was
on here. I'm just sorry about that.
Yeah, I was just surprised because I said, I know you used to be on it and would have had a response.
Yeah.
Because you enjoyed Shirley, too, as well. Another powerful prayer woman of God, along with the other mothers. We praise God for all three of these evangelists as well. And prophet, we do thank God for you. If you have anything else to say, if not, we're going to get ready to close the line out tonight. And thank God again. And thank God for all you all's prayers for Carmelita, all coming off for her honeymoon. She got off the burner. New fiance got off the boat yesterday, the ship, about after 9. It was in Charleston overnight and in Columbia now visiting Auntie. Should be on their way up the road, I guess, in a couple hours to make it back home. But they had their 7-day adventure out in Bermuda, and it was good. The Lord bless. And thank God for my other daughters that you all have been praying for and her family making it back into Arkansas. Praise God. Remember, it was in Tulsa for 8 years or in Arkansas for the last two, but they're back. So we are thanking the Lord for all the prayers and those that would pray for me this week when the attack came, because besides the enemy coming against the respiratory, I opened some doors too, because some about 4 days only had like 2 hours in one day, 3 hours another day, 2 hours another day, maybe 4 hours another day, doing things and getting things ready and doing this, that, and the other. And then got wet a little bit, so the respiratory. So I'm like, oh, that first prophetess Bird said, you're taking care of everybody else, and even on the line and doing this, this, that, and the other, but I take care of you. And I was like, the way this thing came this time, I prayed and repented, and I'm like, you know what? Nobody had asked me to rest, be quiet, not making any calls this week, not nothing, not listening to something I had to do. And so I thank God for restoring it. So if we're getting through it and getting over it and just believing God, continue blessings and wisdom to take care of myself and my body, making some changes and believing that I'm not going to let Arthur or respiratory take over, and use wisdom with it. In the meantime, what I need to do around it, so we can try to get this body in line in the physical and the spiritual. Some things are beyond our control, but other things we can do something about. So, you know, we say it a lot of times, but sometimes some things happen. It's got to shake you to get you to that point. Yes, you have to do better. So I thank God for the prayers that's been praying, because the enemy desires to sift us. He don't want us to continue whatever God has given us to do, whether the assignment seems small or not. We know when the windshield wipers on your car, they seem insignificant until you really need them. Let it start raining. Let it have some snow. Let it have some whatever. Those things are vital parts because you can't see how to get down the road. Same thing with our eyelashes, fingernails, or whatever. Or these are some things that we can't see inside. But if we can't take it for granted for insignificance about things. And sometimes it's not so much insignificant. Sometimes we get a little flat. But nevertheless, whatever the reason may be, help us to stay tuned into the Holy Spirit. He'll do the leading and guiding and the unction and whatever. And if we stay in the path that he has for us, we'll be more victorious and overcoming, triumphant over the enemy. And we can be able to be better used for the kingdom of God, to expand the kingdom and for God to get his glory. So we praise God for you all and for the prayers that you pray for me as I continue to pray constantly for you all, and appreciative of these faithful women that come on sincerely, regardless of what's going on in their lives around them, on their posts. God can't help but bless and bring increase. And I pray for you all continuously for the spiritual and the natural, the physical and the financial as well, to accomplish those things that God would desire for your lives and for what you desire, and the overflow, so we can be able to sow into others so they can be blessed as well. So be continued to encourage. We love you. And if there's nothing else, we're going to say shalom. Keep us lifted up before the Lord and taking authority over the forces of the enemy and loosen the assignment of God's will to be done in our lives. Amen. Amen. Shalom.
Amen and shalom.
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 I love you all. Shalom.
Shalom. Amen. Shalom. Shalom.
God, praise God. He's worthy to be praised. Without God, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name.